You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
As people continue to throng hill stations in India, trying to catch a break after months of staying indoors, the government today raised alarm about the blatant violation of COVID norms. Well, on the contrary, the government in Greece says tourism is not to be blamed for a surge of COVID infections in their country. But more on that later. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight Podcast. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I'll bring to you the top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. But first, a look at India's infection tally as of July 14th. India added less than 40,000 new COVID-19 cases for the third consecutive day today. The daily death toll also fell sharply to around 600. This is the lowest one-day toll in the last 8 days. According to the Health Ministry, Kerala has the highest number of active cases at 1.15 lakh, followed by Maharashtra at 1.07 lakh. Well, in some good news, 10 states and union territories reported zero new deaths in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today. Moving on, a day after the Prime Minister expressed concern over overcrowding at tourist spots, the government today issued a new advisory to states. The centre has asked states to control the blatant violation of COVID norms observed in several parts of India. It pointed to the flouting of rules witnessed in public transport and at hill stations. The states have been told to ensure COVID-appropriate behaviour. The government also emphasised that the second wave is not over yet and warned that if norms are violated at any place, that place shall be liable for re-imposition of restrictions. Next is an update on what the World Health Organization said about the Delta variant. The WHO has warned that the increased transmissibility associated with the Delta variant is likely to substantially increase cases and put a greater pressure on the healthcare systems around the world. As of July 13th, at least 111 countries have reported the detection of the Delta variant, and this is expected to increase, becoming the dominant variant globally in the coming months. Moving on to the efficacy of vaccines. Cuba's state-run pharma firm, Biofarma, said that it has successfully produced Soberana 2, the world's first conjugate vaccine against COVID-19. According to the company, the vaccine has an efficacy rate of 91.2% as per data from the phase 3 trials. Now, this efficacy rate exceeding 90% puts this three-dose vaccine in the same league as the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. Moreover, a new study suggests that a single dose of the Sputnik V vaccine may be enough to elicit a strong antibody response against the virus that causes COVID-19 in already infected people. Previous studies have found that two doses of Sputnik V result in 92% efficacy against the COVID infection. Next is an update on why US is unable to send the vaccines it has promised to India. The United States said that it is ready to ship its COVID-19 vaccines when it gets the green light from the Indian government. They said that the Indian government has told the US that it needs further time to review legal provisions related to accepting vaccine donations. Now, an update on the economic front. ITC Limited says that the severity of the second wave of COVID infections in India poses a key challenge for the FMCG industry. According to the company's annual growth report for 2020-21, the spread of the virus to rural areas on a relatively higher scale as compared to the first wave is expected to weigh on the industry growth outlook. The report suggests that there is heightened uncertainty around the timing and shape of the recovery trajectory of overall economic growth in India. In terms of consumption, urban-led recovery may be relatively muted compared to the first wave as consumers are switching to precautionary savings mode and rising healthcare costs are eating into the household spending. The report added that the rural demand may also be blunted by the large-scale spread of the virus to the hinterland in the second wave. Now, some pandemic news on the global front. The tourism minister of Greece says that tourism is not to be blamed for a surge in COVID infections. This is after the government reintroduced restrictions aimed at saving the summer season. Greece, which relies on tourism for a fifth of its economy, kicked off the season in May, hoping that the revenue would reach about half of the record it saw in 2019 when more than 30 million people visited the country. Moving on, several areas in China will soon start to vaccinate teenagers against COVID-19. According to state media reports, some regions will start vaccinating those between 15 and 17 this month itself, while the children between 12 and 14 will be given the shot in August. Meanwhile, Australia has extended a lockdown in Sydney by at least 14 days after 3 weeks of initial restrictions failed to stamp out the COVID outbreak due to the Delta variant. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.